Got a big project and a little ambition? You're in the right place. Now, back to Rosie on the House.
Visiting live this morning from the grounds of the Tucson Convention Center with my good friend Al Zaragoza of Culligan of Tucson, talking about water treatment in relation, in particular, as we were talking about the article, what City of Scottsdale is considering doing. And it sounded like to me what they're trying to do is they're trying to incentivize you into being into the most efficient equipment you can be. Did you get the same impression?
Same thing, Rosie, simply because the legislators in the state of Arizona, you know, have been working on this concept now for a number of years. And yesterday, you know, I spoke with Rex Roddick, who happens to be our general manager, but at the same time has been one of the previous presidents of the Arizona Water Quality Association. And he enlightened me again, reminded me that this has been going on now for about 15 years.
It has.
Yeah. So the concept behind this is not necessarily to get rid of water softeners, but how can we eliminate a lot of the wastewater or the effluent that's going into the sewers and into the cleanouts. So as I read the article, as we read the article, what they're trying to do mostly is get rid of those non-efficient water softeners, mm-hmm. time clock units, okay? Mm-hmm. Especially when you have water hardness like you do in Phoenix and in Scottsdale, which in most cases is harder than here, okay? So they're trying to get rid of that, and the incentive that they're giving you is just that.
They're trying to incentivize you into looking at the newer, right. more efficient equipment. Right. Because historically, compared to what we were doing in the 60s and 70s to what we're doing now, we're generating, we're using a third the potassium as the old units?
And in some cases, even less than that. Take, for instance, the Culligan High Efficiency Model, which has been touted as the most efficient water softener on the planet, okay? In that particular system, you know, it's going to regenerate between 36 and 41 minutes, and it's going to use an average of 5.5 to 8 pounds of salt maximum, but it's only going to use a maximum of 18 gallons of water. Most of these systems out there, like, say, a time clock unit, chances are it's going to regenerate for about an hour and a half, use in the Phoenix, Scottsdale market, where I know the hardness of the water, where it's mm-hmm. at, you're looking at probably 15 pounds of salt, regenerates for an hour and a half, but you know, it's going to use anywhere from 92 to 115 gallons of water.
Mercy.
Yep.
Mercy, mercy. All
then,
right.
Then you have the metered systems, okay? Those have become a little bit more efficient. You know, those are going to run probably for about an hour. Those are going to use the same amount of salt, but chances are that it's going to use 60 to 75 gallons of water.
Okay.
So this is what I read into the article in Scottsdale. They're trying to get rid of those non-efficient systems.
Okay.
And I definitely would recommend anybody who wants to take a look at the Culligan High Efficiency. I'd highly, highly, highly recommend it.
Al, we've got callers lining up wanting to talk to you. Romy, who would you like to bring in first?
Daryl has a question about his brine tank.
Okay.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you'd like to join the conversation as well. Daryl, welcome to the program. Do we have Daryl?
My question is, I'd like to know if I should clean my brine tank out so often or just leave it the way it is. I'm not cleaning it out.
Daryl, how old is the brine tank?
Oh, it's probably about 10 years old right now.
I would recommend that you clean it. In fact, we recommend that you sanitize those tanks at least once every 4.5 to 6 years, okay? And they're very simple to clean out. Some warm, soapy water. Clean it out. When you reconnect it, just put the amount of the water that you have, what, maybe 6 to 7 inches of water. Put your salt and or your potassium back in. Let the salt and the potassium sit for at least 4 hours, and then you can either manually regenerate it or you can activate it to regenerate that same night, and you'll have soft water the next day.
Like after you use so many gallons, it recycles.
Okay, so you have a meter system after what, 1,000 gallons of water?
Can't remember what it's supposed to be.
Okay, so that means that you have a metered system that after so many gallons that run through it, the system automatically is going to activate itself to regenerate after that limitation of gallons that you run through it. But as far as sanitizing the tank, we recommend that you sanitize it 4.5 to 6 years.
Okay. Well, there you go. And sometimes when you get low on salt, you can kind of look down at the bottom of the tank, and you can see a little dirt in there and stuff.
Exactly.
So, I mean, that's just the natural course of the process working, right?
And some of the salts are a little bit dirtier than others. You know, you have coarse salt, you have solar salt, you have rock salt. And some of the coarse salts, you know, they can become a little dirtier than the others. But when you get into the rock salts, a little bit cleaner. When you get into the other salts, you know, they could be a little cleaner.
Now, one of the clues of this metering system actually is going to ask the system to regenerate itself, whether it really needs it or not, because it's only measuring the quantity of water flowing through it, not the water quality flowing through it. The metered system inherently is one of the less efficient ones. Am I correct?
Yes. In fact, over the years, Rosie, we've had three water softs. Number one, and I think what you're alluding to is more the time clock unit.
Yeah.
The time clock unit is we tell it what to do, okay? But because of the hardness of the water and the use of the estimated usage of the water, there's been some time clock units out there that regenerate every other night. I've seen some that regenerate every night, okay? So you have that. That system is going to regenerate regardless of whether you use the water or not. Then you have the metered system. The metered system, we tell it when to regenerate. Here in Tucson, you know, some of them we regenerate anywhere from 1,200 gallons of water all the way up to 1,800 gallons of water. When it reaches that reserve capacity of that 1,800 gallons or 1,500 gallons, whatever we put it in, the system activates itself to regenerate that night.
Okay.
Then you have the high-efficiency model, which that one we don't tell it anything. That one's got the special aqua sensor in the system that's monitoring everything that comes through.
It's a smart system.
Yeah. Consumption of water goes up or down, it knows, but it's going to project as to when it's going to regenerate.
All right.
Only regenerating when it has to, and like you say on your spots, he only uses the amount of salt and water as needed.
As needed. Romy, you've got more callers lined up for us here, buddy?
We were covering this article just about restrictions and regulations that they're trying to put on, and there is a legislator that was listening this morning and has called in and has
has
the legislative side of what they're trying to do to the water industry.
Well, fantastic. Bob, who have we got?
Bob, and is it Tharp?
Yes. Hey, good morning. This is State Representative Bob Tharp. I represent Northern Arizona. I'm actually calling you from Flagstaff this morning.
Well, thank you very much. What input have you got for us on this?
Well, the legislation that we're looking at this year is really to eliminate the older style units. I guess you'd call them like the time clock based units. What we're allowing retailers to do is if they have the older units to go ahead and sell those out, but then not to stock those older style units anymore. The complaint from some of the different water municipalities has been the salinity that's starting to develop in the groundwater. So what we're trying to do is make sure that if people are going to have a soft water unit, they're going to have an efficient one.
Fantastic.
Pretty much what you were had the conclusion y'all had gotten to.
Well, I feel like we're being listened to in high places here.
Well, if I could interject this as well, Rosie, is that, you know, the position that Culligan has taken with our lobbyists and the people that we contact, I don't know, Mr. Representative, if you know Karen Fan up there, she's the one that we normally have contact with. This is precisely what we want to do. We want to become efficient to make sure that we are the forerunners, so when these questions come in from legislators, you know, we're there. This is why I think that we've taken an initial step, four or five years ago, when this high-efficiency model came in. I mean, the biggest complaint that we have with that model, I have soft water, but it doesn't use any salt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's really what you want. So we're complying with those ends of it. And as far as we're concerned, we have not sold or rented a time clock unit probably in about 12 years. And we do very few. I would say that 20% of our business today is on metered systems. Everything else are high efficiency.
Arizona State Legislature Bob Tharp, representing Northern Arizona. We so appreciate you calling us in and giving us the story right from the top.
Thank you so much. Hey, just very, very quickly, when I built a very high.
This isn't going to be a request for campaign funds.
Oh,
is
no,
it?
No.
Okay, all right, just making sure. We're not a political show. I just want to make sure.
I'll give you my address, but you can send that check. No, when I built a high efficiency home up here in Flagstaff, my neighbors are at about $300 to $400 a month to heat their homes. I'm at about $400 for the entire winter.
Wow.
And so when I was building the home, one of the things I looked into was soft water units. And go ahead and answer this off the air for me. I'll jump off. But one of the things I noticed that there's a lot of pseudo softeners out there that use different types of technologies. And I don't know if you talked about that this morning. But pretty much what I determined after I did my research is there's really two ways to really condition your water and get soft water. One is with a traditional salt-based or potassium-based system. The other is with reverse osmosis. And so I was curious, is there anything out there that would do the same job but maybe not require the salt?
That's a great question because we're asked that all the time. Some new system coming in, spending thousands and tens of thousands of dollars, introducing itself as the new answer to hard water that doesn't require salt, the saltless system. You hear about it so much, so often, under different brand names. Al,
you know,
I know where I live. I know where I fall on this.
You know, I always tell people, Mr. Representative, I tell people to be good consumers and do all their investigations. I believe that the
air sounds like he has too.
Yeah. And congratulations on what you did because I know you did you made the right decision. Now, the Arizona Water Quality Association has a position statement regarding these items. One of them is a magnetic system. The other one is a catalytic system. The catalytic systems are the ones that promote to you no salt, no potassium, no drain, etc. Well, that's exactly what you get. No salt, no potassium, no drain, no soft water. There's only one of two ways that you can soften the water, either through physical filtration, as you said, reverse osmosis, or the ion exchange, which is the most practical and most cost-effective. That's you have to use the sodium or the potassium in order to remove the natural ion of the water, natural ion of the salt in the water, and replace it one for one with the ion of the chemical salt or the chemical potassium. That's the only two ways you're going to get soft water.
I defer to the Water Quality Association over and over and over again. If it isn't Arizona Water Quality or American Water Quality Association certified,
right?
You're wasting your time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so this is the perfect answer to people that are saying, "Well, you know, they outlawed that. They outlawed that. They outlawed the old inefficient ones, or incentivized to go away with it." So it's almost like saying, you know, the air conditioning contractor saying, you know, they outlawed electricity. No, they outlawed a four-seer and incentivized to make a higher seer. They didn't outlaw electricity or air conditioning. So that makes perfect sense. This segment is going to be packaged for water treatment.
More when we get back. Y'all stay tuned.